This is a very true story, all right? This is about the story of the time I saved Christmas. Yeah, you know, it's just what I do. It's my thing. You know, I've saved all the holidays, except Ramadan. Couldn't figure out what that was. It involves fasting. Anyways, listen, so it starts up 3 months from now. You know, it's a week past Christmas. I'm thinking to myself, man, I feel bad to give my brother anything. So I think to myself, you know what, I should fix this. If only I had a time machine. Then I realized I did have a time machine. So I reformatted my time machine into a watch, right? So then, you know, I travel back in time. Then I realized I only had a time machine. And then I fix it up so I go to the North Pole. So I'm in the North Pole, right? So I go up to Santa's workshop. Turns out it's blue. Not red. No candy canes. The entire thing is like a blue neighborhood. I had no idea. So, you know, walking up to Santa. Hey, how's it going? Santa's really nice, too, man. He's like, oh, Eric, what's up, man? Anyways, his L's, they're not short. No, that's just a superstition. A lie. Nothing like that. They are really tall. All right, I think Santa himself made up those lies. In fact, Santa, he's not even fat. He's skinny. He jogs. So me and him, we're talking, sitting down. He says, Eric, okay, I can help you out, man. It's a couple weeks before Christmas now. You know, time machine. So, you know, go to Santa. He gives me a list. I have to go get this stuff. So it's spread all across the world. So I start with Egypt. And even in winter, it's really hot. And kind of rainy now. I went there at the wrong time, as it turns out. I had to pick up some reeds from the River Nile. So I float down there on a boat, and there are crocodiles in the river. Should have saw this coming, as it turns out. So anyways, seeing the crocodiles, I'm like, oh my god! Because I have to jump off the boat to get the reeds. So I have to use some ingenuity. I use my time machine to travel back in time. I go to a meat store and get some steaks. I throw the steaks in the opposite direction, and then I jump into the river. Then, you know, I pulled up a couple of reeds. It was stuck. And the crocodile's coming at me fast. So then I realized I had a time machine. It was kind of obvious now that I think about it. Yeah, so, you know, I just time traveled my way out there, have the reeds, talk to Santa. He's like, okay, Eric, next thing. I have to go to Canada. And nothing happened there of interest. Nothing at all. Just had to go pick up some maple syrup. After that, I have to go to Rome. Had to pick up a pizza. Turns out they have amazing pizza down there. But then I used my time machine. Because I was in the river, it got wet. So it got messed up. So then it's all haywire. I go there into like the 1500s, the gladiatorial arena. And I get picked up to go. And I'm like, oh my god. This is terrible. What am I going to do? Thankfully, I'm really smart. So, you know, I go up there and say, okay, I'll do this. So I go into the arena. And so I had to fix my time machine also to get out of there. I win one match in the arena, but in the process, it's a really long match. You don't want to hear that. That's another story. Another time, another place. I have to fix my time machine while in the arena, too. So I'm like, god dang. And I have to roll, duck, cover. Anyways, fix my time machine right before I get hit by a sword. Get there, get the pizza back to Santa. Turns out he was just making me get his dinner. His entire food for that day. I say, it's okay, Santa. It's okay. Just had the rest of my life out there. That's what I do. And I get back up there. I give Santa his stuff. He's like, okay, Eric, next thing. And before I go there, I decide to take a break, you know, sit down in the lounge. Guess what I find out? It's not the real Santa. Everything I said about Santa's true, but that isn't the real Santa. It's a fake. An alien. Yes, turns out there's aliens, too. So I run up there, and I have to save Santa. I have to save Christmas. How I save Santa from aliens, that is it's even a longer story. But I'm going to have to give you the condensed version. He was locked in the cellar, right? I saved Santa from the cellar. I have to, like, break down the door. It's complicated. Had to pick locks. You know what? Then I figured that was too long. I traveled back in time 3 years. Saved Santa from the aliens. Then we went up to the mothership, blew it up. Just me and Santa. We were out there fighting in the streets. Because it was zombie, elves, ninjas, everything. Me and Santa, we got together. Since I also had a time machine, I took Santa back in time. We trained. He ended up looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger again. Like all the best movie stars combined, alright? We trained. Then we got ninja skills. We went back. We fought ninjas, zombies, elves. There was a flamethrower. The Cat in the Hat was there. I don't even know how that's possible. But he was there. I saw him. Then, you know, we blew up the mothership, saved the world, saved Christmas. That's just one story. To be continued, you know, much later.